What's happening, y'all? It's your boy, Fly King. Episode 5, Melanated Minds. You already know what it is. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Chilling.
Y'all know how I got to start it off with a quote, of course. And the quote today comes from Asada Shakur, the one and only. She says, only the strong go crazy. The weak just go along. Mm-hmm. Asada Shakur. How y'all feel about that?
That applies to what's going on.
Right now, right?
Absolutely.
Super relevant. I would say specifically for the love and hate of Kanye West.
Right. Exactly.
We got to.
Don't
spend some time there. Don't you worry.
Facts. So, man, what y'all been up to in the past? Man, we missed a week, damn it.
We missed a week putting out
episode 5.
Yeah.
We behind a week. I'm tight.
We good, though.
Right, you right though. And some new topics. A lot of topics to talk about, for real. So, you know what I'm saying? What y'all been up to these past couple of weeks, DJ? I know you was just talking about Cancun.
Yeah, I was in Cancun over the weekend and stuff with the brother-in-law and his fiance celebrating there. Having their bachelor and bachelorette parties together.
Getting married.
Already. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Getting married at the end of the month. But yeah, it was, had a blast. You know what I'm saying? I drank way too much.
Of course, this came to me.
What? All inclusive, bro. You get in trouble just going to the bar and getting drinks for free. Yeah. It's like, well, sort of for free. You paid for it, but you know.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was fun though, man. I had a blast, dog.
We're glad you had fun. What's going on with you, DJ's Malik?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I had a nice week of like self-reflection and awakening and some time to myself. Like, I really feel like I just opened like a new, you know what I'm saying? I got some content back that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been, you know,
okay.
Listening to everything and making the plan on how we're gonna do this whole thing. But it's, the product is where I needed to be. Now I gotta present it correctly. So,
all right, that's what I like to hear.
Oh yeah,
that's what I like to hear. And you already know we got the fam back.
Yo.
B chap, what's happening with you, man?
Man, been a great week for me. Just came back from Colorado. If you haven't been, you need to go.
Word.
It's legal. Yeah. You're a reefer smoker like me.
Yeah.
You have a blast. Strictly all that.
Say no more.
Yeah, for sure.
Denver, so, I'm on the way.
But yeah, you know, usual working. Went on a little vacation.
Okay.
But that was about it. Nothing too crazy. Same old.
Word, I dig it. I dig it.
Appreciate everybody for tuning in. Definitely support these brothers. I'm all for it. So,
yeah, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you for coming back on the course.
Yeah.
Me, myself, man, I've been working on this last semester of school. Finally done. My last class was Tuesday.
What?
Turned in this long ass paper. You feel me?
Yay for being done.
You feel me? A trial brief. I had to do a long ass trial brief.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Give us for those who don't know. I'm not 100% sure what you went to school for. So.
Oh, I'm going to school for paralegal. Get my degree in paralegal.
Yeah.
Basically like a legal assistant. Basically doing the same thing lawyers do.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Yeah. But we got to keep it at a minimum. You know what I'm saying, for certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, because we don't have that bar.
Yeah.
You feel me? That bar. But yeah, other than that, you know what I'm saying. We pretty much do the same thing as a lawyer.
How long did you have to go to school?
2 years. I'm doing Yeah, so it's an associate's degree. So
that's
easy.
Longer than it takes to become a cop.
right. Facts.
And 2 years invested into your life.
Hey, right. Exactly.
And possibly into the lives of other people.
Right. And that's the goal, though. You know what I'm saying? To help my own. You know what I'm saying? To help my people. You feel me? Get out of certain situations they may be going through. But you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, chilling. Glad to be done. It's time for the summer now.
Yeah, it's getting warm out there.
It is.
And everybody, the summer. Snakes coming out. There's a lot going on.
Beans
there.
Out.
Yeah, be careful what's coming out. Your
right.
Eyes coming out.
Right. Hey, Pat. Real. Man, so what y'all want to talk about this week, man? What y'all want to talk about this week? No, wait. Matter of fact, before we get into all the, you know what I'm saying, the mess and all the drama going on, let's get into this stream of consciousness real quick.
Yeah,
let's step into this stream of consciousness. I've been reading this book called Switch on Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking, and Health by Dr. Caroline Leaf. Basically, it's about, you know what I'm saying, the choices we make and, I guess, basically how our mind controls the brain. A lot of people think our brain controls the mind, but it's actually the mind controlling the brain. Right. You know what I'm saying? We had a power to change our health, you know what I'm saying, our happiness, and, you know, the way we live just by our thinking. And a couple, you know, quotes that I wanted to take from the book are, one is, we are not victims of our biology or circumstances. How we react to the events and circumstances of life can have an enormous impact on our mental and even physical health. And
so what does that mean for the people that might not, you know?
Not really know, right?
Yeah.
Well, basically that means the choices that we make from the events or circumstances that come upon us affects our mental health, our physical health, and, right, you know what I'm saying, just our spiritual health in general.
Right.
You
right.
feel me?
Because it's literally that muscle, like, working.
Exactly.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
literally.
Whether it's good energy or bad energy.
Yeah, exactly. It's affecting you.
Whatever's happening, that muscle is moving.
Right.
It's becoming whatever it's about to be.
Yeah.
Fact, it's affecting you. And I think one thing he said that was good is how we think not only affects our own spirit and soul and body, but also people around us. Right. And a lot of people don't think, like, the choices that they make affect other people around them.
Absolutely. That's true. Because perception is reality. If your perception is shit, your reality is going to be shit.
Right.
If your perception is good, your reality is going to be good for the most part. So I agree 100%. It's a powerful quote.
Facts. Facts. But yeah, that's just my little consciousness of the week. You know what I'm saying? A little something I've been reading.
Yeah, you gotta get that book out there and share it or something like
that. Facts. That is called Switch on Your Brain, The Key to Peak Happiness, Thinking, and Health.
And Kanye, let me just throw his tidbit out. Kanye, speaking of books, said he is a proud non-reader. So as we see, it's not a good thing.
But, nah.
So I ain't see.
I know. I don't know what you was about to get into.
Nah, that's definitely how we was about to get into that, though.
Is that we're gonna jump into the game topic?
We can. It don't matter.
Run it.
Run it. Run it. Low key. Go ahead.
Do y'all agree with anything he's doing or saying, or can you feel him? Or
shit.
Where y'all at with it?
Shit, I do. Like, on the fact of, like, working on the level of love, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, loving everybody. Like, I feel them on that.
That's how it was raised.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, how it was raised.
We shouldn't hate nobody.
A lot of people that's, like, coming at him. Well, I'm not going to just say no. I was going to say it's a lot of Christians. But really, everybody is from all walks of life is coming at you now.
Right.
But, like, were we not always taught to love everybody, keep your enemies close, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer.
Right.
He even clarified that he did not say, I agree with Trump's. He's like, we might disagree on the political side of things, but like, I love him because he's a human. Like, that's the part that I do understand. However, being that you do have this platform and that you are black and you're from Chicago, you do have to. How you word it is very
important.
Extremely important.
It's very important because, first of all, I don't think people should even give celebrities that much power to even.
This is my thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, exactly.
This dude however, is a politician.
I promise you guys my thinking the whole time.
However, there are people that are, I'm not going to say dumb enough, they're just not awakened to the fact that none of that shit is real. So they're like, oh, this is like our black hero. We have to, and then they get their feelings hurt because they got caught out there idol worshiping.
Right.
The fact of the matter is that nothing that Kanye West says should even affect you.
Exactly.
Right? In any way.
Exactly.
Like, at all.
Yeah.
And from this moment on, we're going to start this. Like, don't let your kids be looking up to somebody. Be the example for your kids of, like, and teach them not just talking, but leading by example. Because kids don't listen to what you say. They watch what you do. You know what I'm saying? That's how they're molded. They do what you do. That's the bottom line. Somebody please jump in, because like I want to.
Kanye means too much to certain people. I don't understand. Like you're saying, celebrity worship. Like, why did somebody you've never met before? Yeah. Even if he gave you all this music, even if he gave you these interviews, even if he went out and said George Bush doesn't care about black people,
right?
Why is that so important to y'all?
Do
you respect your mother's own words that much?
Exactly.
Right. That's what, right.
Anybody around you, would their words move you to tweet?
Yeah.
I'm not the type that's even. I've been zero dark 30 on Twitter, Facebook, just putting words out there because it's so convoluted. It means nothing. Yeah. Everything means nothing because everybody got an opinion.
Exactly.
So you have to kind of separate yourself from this group think and this pollution of ideas that these motherfuckers don't even know what they're not. They don't know what they're saying because they haven't even looked into any of the things they're saying. They're just strictly on our gut instinct.
Yeah,
right. Like, if you do that, how can I have a logical conversation with you when all that emotion is
involved? You can't. Yeah, because it's purely emotion. This is what I've been taught my whole life.
Right.
This is me. This is
that
my identity.
That cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Because it goes back to that.
Even I'm having the cognitive dissonance on it, like conflicting views, because it's like, when he said about slavery being a choice, it's like, nigga, come on. Like, nobody.
I forgot all of
that. Hold on, though.
Nobody made a choice to become a slave. Hey, no, but then when he says, like, for 400 years, it's like,
damn, we did at a certain point.
Did not Nat Turner have a choice? I mean, he had to die for it, but he was ready for that.
But think about it, though. But think about it. That was my whole thing. I'm like, why are everybody mad because he said that? Like, at the same time, like, if you look at
mental
slavery, though. Like,
exactly. You took it on the surface level,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I heard mental slavery. We was already there, and
we still
there.
And I think that was his whole point, is the correlation between back then and now.
Right.
It's like,
we have way more resources,
and we still on that same frequency.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. So I agree with him on that point, but as far as if he's talking about physical bondage, we all know that was not a choice.
He knows that.
Like, this is my other thing, though, because, like, there's all these many different, like, avenues that we could take and shit, right? And it's like, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm like, I got shit I need to work on in my life. Like,
That's why I put words out.
He ain't nothing but a distraction.
Do y'all think that he's under mind control right now?
I think he's mentally ill. He's not mentally ill as in the fact that what he's saying he doesn't mean or... it's a bad thing, but he struggles with something mentally that we can obviously see.
Yeah.
I know people who deal with mental illness personally, and this is what I'm saying from him. Not to go out there and just throw that out there just because everybody's saying something's wrong. He's crazy or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I think he's struggling. There's something going on in his brain that he's struggling with.
Yeah,
and we're putting a microphone in front of him.
Yeah,
and this is what we're getting. Like, you can still kind of
just put in the microphone.
Kanye's there, but there's something going on right there. Like, he's struggling with something, and we're just putting a mic in front of him.
What?
We all have probably had dumb ideas at one point. He might be so out of touch with reality in his 40s, he's just now coming into that. Well, damn, what the fuck is really going on?
Right.
He's having I don't want to say that the midlife crisis.
But no, he really is, though. You got to think, like, if you watch that interview, you got to think, like, he was trying so hard to get into those top industries as far as, like, fashion.
Right.
Music, you know what I'm saying, sneakers, that he was willing to, you know what I'm saying, like, give up a little bit of himself, you know what I'm saying, because he loved it that much. You feel me? But you can see that shit.
He was also saying, though,
selling out. Say, all right.
Yeah, right. But at the same time, he was also saying he was expecting certain things because he was Kanye.
Exactly.
He realized that Kanye didn't.
It's still a real guy.
At the end of the day.
Because of that, he ended up gathering the tools he needed
to be successful in those industries, what made him automatically an equal to those people because he had to grind to get what he got. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when he got there, now he don't need. Now that he's meeting them on the same playing field, so that makes him way more valuable. Like it's like, I guess he's finding a way. Like, yeah, I got that message, but how am I deliver this to the people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's what he's really battling with. Is he knowing the truth at the same time? How can he
articulate
the truth? Yeah. Now, with some people, that's gotten certain people killed because they figure out a way to articulate it. Boom, you know what I'm saying? But it's like he's trying to figure that out. So that might mentally, he might not be mentally equipped to deal with that.
He's struggling. That's why they got him on them pills. That's why they got him on them opioids.
That's what I was going to get to.
Because they don't want him. They don't want him to go that far. They don't want him to go that far.
He said, this is how we know he was going through something mentally. He said the paparazzi, was taking pictures of him, bro. He got lipo.
This nigga said he got paparazzi.
Lipo.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You got a dad bod. You're a millionaire.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a
white boy. Nigga said a dad
bod.
You're a 40-year-old
dad. You got Rob affect you.
Right.
Seeing that close to your life, I guess it affected him.
But I brought that up because, the surgery, he said they were trying to make him take 9 pills a day.
Yeah. That's it.
Surgery.
That's it.
Critical surgery. Lipo was critical surgery.
He's DMO'd him, by the way.
He still looks dad bodies to me.
They do.
Lipo.
And you still look the damn same.
That
makes no sense.
And he kept bringing that shit up. Like, Calabasas is just, that's how I know. Like, that's how I know he's still fucked in the brain. Like,
I don't know. I guess it takes the type of person to do what he's done. But I will say this about Kanye. I do get the point that he's just saying go against the grain, basically.
I do fuck with that. Yeah.
This is the reason why. I'm just going to go out there and say I didn't vote. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I ain't vote either.
Reef was bad. I was like, nah, to hell with it. This is on some real shit. I might fuck with you.
Yeah.
But you crossed that line, bitch, in me in 2018. Already got a whole bunch of shit
going on.
If Trump went, I give two fucks.
Yeah.
I hope this exposes everything. I hope this makes everybody uncomfortable. Right. This is what we did with on the regular.
It's on the regular.
I felt too. It really didn't matter to me.
I don't give two fucks. Let him fuck it up.
But real shit, when has a president ever made an impact, really, you know what I'm saying, on your life?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? From president to president.
Since we've been born.
It's like, you got it or you don't, you know what I'm saying?
And I think the president position is archaic.
Shit is fake.
The shit is fake. He has control of 330 million people.
He really doesn't know.
It's just a face for you to associate the country with.
That's what I'm saying. This nigga's like a president of Walmart. It's the same damn thing.
Some people to feel like they're winning and some people to feel like they're losing. Like, they doing their own way of balance. Because the universe has its own balance on this.
Right.
And they're trying to impede their balance. It's just for some people to feel like losers right now and oppressed. And some people feel like they're winners and they're winning through this. It's just all it's emotion, bro. Like,
but that's why we got to get out of that emotion shit
the energy of the earth,
and go straight back. It's for real.
That's where you try to see the information. Ain't nothing wrong with having your opinion. I'm all for it. I want everybody. Because we're all a little different.
Of course.
Our reality is just a slightly different. Even if we have twin brothers or whatever the fuck it is.
It's
just a little bit different.
You could have grown up in the same house with somebody.
Totally different upbringings.
But me and my man.
In the same crib. That's crazy.
We're just different. Yeah. We come out the box different. Out the womb different. So it is what it is. And I don't have a problem with people expressing their opinion. I'm not trying to go hard. Yeah. People who want to express their opinion on social media. Do your thing, but it's just, I'm so confused. Like, if you're a girl and you're dating somebody, you break up with them, you date another motherfucker. But all the same time, you're saying the exact same shit on every picture. About different people. Everything's different.
I'm glad you brought this up.
And it's
I'm glad you brought this up.
Like, why? See, Nick, why?
Why?
Because niggas, this shit is confusing to me. And that plays a part in the whole situation. Like, I don't know.
Honestly, bro, at the end of the day, I think they be wanting that shit. Like, I think they be wanting to do that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They just want somebody, bro.
Like, they want to do that shit. Damn, like, when it's a good motherfucker, they don't be, you know what I'm saying?
I'm on the DL with everything. Like, motherfucker don't know nothing about nothing.
That's how I be. Exactly.
Successful relationships and all that shit. Their shit ain't out in the open. They ain't out there just like, yeah,
I've been going crazy. On the internet in 8 years.
Big Sean.
And I've been doing my
thing. And Janae just broke up. Like, and you didn't have to say it. We can see it. Like, oh, y'all follow each other.
Is this for real?
Did y'all see what the bitch was saying?
No.
I'm not gonna lie. They could get back together. Who knows?
Hold on. Is this for real?
I don't give a fuck.
What was this?
Why are y'all on this? My thing is, why are y'all putting this out?
I didn't know they broke up. Who cares that much?
It literally happened.
But that's crazy, though.
It's so weird to me that y'all go so hard. Yeah, my shit was kind of put on. I was like,
I'm just pulling it this way.
Anyway. Yeah, like.
She was saying some crazy shit?
No, it was just slight shots. They both followed each other. It's not good. This is disgusting. See, that's what I'm talking about. This is what I get every time I see the start of a relationship. Like, Wiz and Amber, why y'all together? Yeah. Right. We know he's going to cheat. Yeah. We know where this is going.
We already know what's happening.
We know y'all ain't shit. Keep y'all shit. If it was that serious, you know how to talk to you. You can protect
Amber. Amber come clean.
I just hate seeing it. I'm so confused. You got a new nigga every month.
I haven't been
with somebody who's done it like that, but I just know people who do. But it's just
weird. Yeah, I've seen people who do. Yeah.
Bitch, you said the same thing about a whole other nigga last month. Like, my nigga, you had two kids, and you just was dating somebody a month ago, and y'all was dating for a year, and now you got two project babies.
Baby mamas. That's what I mean. Going hard.
This is my babe. This is her. Like, fuck all y'all niggas. And you got two whole new bitches pregnant. Like, I'm confused. This is real. That's confusing to me.
Right.
This is all I'm saying. This is not just about the girls.
This is that new generation shit, bro.
Yeah, like, this is what we're doing.
Bro, I'm too old school for this shit, bro.
I'm too old school for this shit, bro.
I still hold the door for girls.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
I ain't got to be dating you. That's just the last thing.
Every girl, nigga got to touch the door. But like, I hold the door for everybody.
Me too.
I'm going to lean it open, bro.
But you got to get in grab it.
If you a dude and you walk through a door without touching it, then I just...
Unless it's like some, we just holding the door, and it's like, right, I'm going through, brother, like, type of shit. But like, no, bro, you're not just about to walk through the door that I was hoping to, like, and not, I feel you. I'm ready to scrap, like, bro, acknowledge me, say something, be a man, be honorable, bro, come on, like, niggas not men no more, bro, shit's weird, bro, that's all I'm saying, it's social media, that's why I'm not on it, I can't, I like to look, like, bro, I still follow all the hoes on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, like, I'm a figure too, but I ain't gonna be like that, bro, social media, bro, I use social media for business now, bro.
Real talk, though, the only reason I use social media is for business now. If that shit ain't associated with that, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that shit won't about business, bro. Like, I wouldn't even use Instagram. Like, I don't need to see none of y'all. I don't need to see what y'all doing. Like, it really don't matter to me that
much. Like, what the fuck? Don't get me wrong, though.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, it feel good flexing sometimes. Sure. Like, of course, that boosts a nigga ego sometimes. Like, but, nigga, I'm not posting shit every day, nigga, on some model pics type shit. Like, nigga, it's not, no, nigga, business. Make some money.
I still be them like posting like my shit that I just be posting. It's because like my personality is part of my brand. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. That's your brand.
That's
though.
The most critical part. That's why social media is relevant.
That's why I have right
there. Yeah, that's still business though. At the end of the day, that's still business.
It is, but it's still like my personal account and shit.
But that comes down to marketing and shit.
Yeah, totally.
Like you got to market yourself.
People that have massive marketing themselves are some of the most successful people in the world.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm like
Kevin Hart. Mediocre actor, yes. Mediocre comedian. This is
thank you. I'm glad somebody's saying
no
this.
No disrespect to Kevin.
Definitely.
I've been saying that.
Funny.
Yeah, I've been
hilarious.
Saying this.
Definitely.
But look where he's at.
Because
he's a caricature of who he is and he knows exactly who he is.
Yeah, he can show
exactly. Exactly.
Slick, he might have. Was Nick Cannon supposed to have that spot of like the black dude that was safe for white people too?
I didn't know that, but
that nigga Nick, goddamn, bro.
He was supposed to be that
Nick on some shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't talking about drugs. I'm talking about like his brain, like he's somewhere else.
I'm glad because when he,
I just been looking. All you gotta do is look at a nigga, you can tell when they awakening,
bro. He's moving different.
Yeah,
he's talking different.
Definitely.
Like,
Shout out to Nick Cannon from
Kannapolis.
Nick Cannon from Kannapolis.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I got a homegirl also always bringing that shit up. Man, you know Nick from around the way. Yeah, I forgot all about this. Little Nick see his ass here.
Now you ask him. You better ask him.
I'm in the hood doing my thing. Damn. Oh, all right, Nick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shit, let me run into Nick Cannon. I'm gonna ask about Kannapolis. Y'all got a hero on camera. I'm asking Nick Cannon about Kannapolis when I see him. Yeah. Shout out to Nick. What's good?
All right.
He from Kannapolis.
Yeah.
And Mandale or
Word.
You know they claiming it though.
Yeah. I live off of Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
So I already know. I already know what it is.
Everybody loves Dale around here.
Yeah.
That's crazy because even black people like Dale Earnhardt.
I like Jeff Gordon. I don't know why. I think it's just the colors. I think that motherfucker had a cool ass car.
Yeah, yeah.
Low key, bro. If your shit look cool, motherfucker, you on our side.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with nigga.
You ain't gotten me.
That's what I'm saying,
bro. I fuck with Jimmy Johnson because my dad named Jimmy Johnson. I was like, hell yeah! Shout out to Gordon. He running, y'all.
What else happened this week, man? It's a lot of shit that happened for real, bro.
Man, it's a lot going on.
Besides the Kanye West shit, like I was saying, that was a distraction.
It's a
whole distraction. Like this nigga, I feel like this nigga is trolling black people so they can go listen to his album. Like to be like, I wonder what the fuck Kanye about to say on this album. Like I wonder if he talking some crazy shit on his album. And they gonna go listen to that shit.
I thought it was straight.
I thought they was spitting some real shit though back and forth.
It wasn't a typical record, you know what I'm saying? Orthodox record, but I was like, okay, I can feel that. At least Tip came, all the shit we saying, at least we know somebody was that close to him and said that shit like, nigga, you buddy.
Exactly.
Right.
But I'm trying to understand you.
Facts.
We're not trying to drop you.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's going on?
We trying to see where you coming from.
Yeah. But I didn't even cut you. I don't know what you was about to say or what was the next point you was going to say.
I don't even remember for real.
Man.
I ain't even going to lie to you.
Ye when the niggas are going to listen to his album.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I was saying that, but yeah,
niggas gonna get a surprise on that motherfucker.
For real,
hey,
bro.
I feel like he really doing it, bro. He remember, like, you know how they always say like the greatest artists are like crazy, like they're always out of their mind, like on some.
That's how they trying to portray that nigga, bro.
That's how he trying to portray himself. He's playing into it.
You think he? I mean, he definitely playing into it. I think he's playing into it.
He knows he can do it
because niggas was already looking at Ye like he was crazy, recently. And now he can just become a caricature of himself, right? And make it look like he's insane, but he still like has
some, you know.
Basically, yo, I just Lakeith Stanfield character on Atlanta. You know how like
he's retarded, but that nigga's smart.
Darius.
They might not know his acting name, so
Darius. Which I just watched the latest episode of that today. Had me weak, dog.
What happened? I just can't remember.
Bro, like that's when they basically his manager, his cousin.
Oh yeah,
he fired that nigga.
He fired him.
Yeah, hey,
are you telling me?
Hey, he burned the fuck out.
Y'all seen the episode before that, though?
Hey, nah.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight, like, they looked at him, gave him that look. I was like, no.
I knew it, bro.
Had this nigga in the woods. That's some shit that can happen here, too. Bro, like, you can fuck around and get lost in these woods out here.
Oh, man. Hey, get your ass whooped. You ain't get whooped.
I'm like, yo, but that shit was crazy. Because they was in, like, yo. That shit was funny, man. He didn't care about nothing about that Confederate flag. Nigga wanted his weed. Yeah,
all right, look. I ain't seen that, man. Don't talk about the Avengers either. I fuck with Dom. I fuck with what they doing.
Bruh, yo.
I'm going to do something similar. I ain't going to front.
That shit.
Facts. Come on, I got some scripts like, already.
Hey,
I'm going to rip it down.
Word. Yeah.
What's up?
But I don't even talk about it.
Because this is a real conversation we having right here.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
This ain't no, just no podcast. Nah, this is a real conversation.
That's supposed to be.
Yeah, always.
That's why I fuck with him so heavy.
Right. Always. All right, hey, look, I seen something. Have y'all seen where they saying don't eat none of the lettuce?
Oh, yeah, the romaine.
No romaine.
Don't eat. Hey, look, don't eat no romaine lettuce. All that. Nigga.
Yeah, they ain't got no
word. They took it out the store? Yes. Shout out to Chipotle. Because they already got an E. coli.
Nigga, all that shit on recall, nigga. All the romaine lettuce on recall. You got that shit in your crib? Put it in the trash now.
I listened to it. They said if it came from Yuma, Arizona.
Nigga, fuck that. If it came from anywhere, nigga, I don't give a fuck where it came from.
If this guy did. You ain't growing and picking throw that.
Bro, I don't care. Right now, bro, if you got romaine lettuce, throw it away.
16 out of the 50 states have reported 53 people who got E. coli.
Bro, that means all the states got that same romaine lettuce.
Five of them people have had kidney failure. Like, two people have died since.
It's a wrap.
So,
it's a wrap.
Throw that goddamn lettuce out.
Man. Throw that lettuce out.
Use some kale or some shit for that.
Kale, exactly. Good alternate.
Some green beans.
Kale, spinach. Goddamn. What else we got?
Weed.
Right, it's the other shit.
You know, I'm thinking about the weed that we smoke. Is it like.
It definitely is. We're not even about to lie about it. I was just looking at something like that. Hold on, though. We don't know for sure, though. We don't know for sure. Once the Colorado even went bad,
I feel like if you're not growing it the whole way,
you don't know.
You're right.
Just like anything.
That's what I'm saying. We don't really know.
Be like, it's grown with the best of this shit. And all they gotta do is say it.
And you're gonna believe that shit. Right. You're right.
That we smoke in the day, like, this is stuff they had already, like, experimented with back in the 80s and shit. Like,
my uncles and shit be like, ain't no way this shit is like it was back then. Like,
facts.
Like, because, back like, then, they used to think that shit was fire.
Because, you know, like, yo, because, like, yo, they tell you, like, the natural plant, like, so an organic natural plant, there's more CBD in the plant than there is THC.
Yes.
Because the THC is really the bad thing, the bad chemical. The CBD is the good thing of the plant.
Bad.
So, now they're giving us THC, you getting these buds that's got way more THC with practically no CBD.
43%
high. That's the key, though. That's the key, though. How are they extracting this much THC from the plant, though?
Exactly.
What are they doing?
They've been crossbreeding.
Genetically modified.
Exactly.
Same thing they're doing with fruit and
vegetables.
Yeah. Right. To make a surplus, bro.
Yeah.
If anybody fucking burns, smoking gas, especially burning, get these niggas out of here. It's inevitable. You can't GMOs everything around you. But it's always sketchy. I would love to grow my own thing, but it ain't legal here, and I ain't going to jail time for new.
Bro, there is a wait list coming up. I ain't gonna say the names, but this older white dude at my job told me that him and his wife are on the waiting list.
That's great.
To be able to grow when they start the legal.
No. Motherfuckers already growing hemp. They're already growing hemp in North Carolina.
You feel me? Proposition 61 or something like that.
For weed.
Legalizing reefer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been like last year. I don't know when they voted on it.
Maybe this year, but it was going around last year. Like, this is real.
Man, I don't think it's going. You think it's going to happen?
Medically, I think it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but I don't know how soon.
It's going to happen the first time.
But they definitely gonna do medical though. They definitely gonna do medical.
First of all,
they just ran up in the new spot.
What's going on right now is the corporations, people with money,
can do that shit in California,
are trying to monopolize growing weed. This is what is happening.
So what happened?
People who have money and can invest all their money into forming some type of horticulture situation with weed.
Yeah.
They're trying to monopolize the actual everything about it. Like from top to bottom, from the land all the way to how much and who can actually grow it. This is what the local government. Okay. This isn't like the federal government all at once. The local government is doing this. Ohio's going through that in a huge way. Like people are fighting for that shit right now.
And I'm going to tell you why.
They're doing it here too. They're doing it everywhere. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. We can all see it. It changed everything about Colorado.
I'm going to tell you why.
Economically.
Especially here in the South.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, remember Pangea? Where the fuck do we connect to when you put Pangea back together? Fucking West Africa. This is where...
This will be fucking West of Mexico, bro. West Africa.
We got the fucking land that's gold for this shit. Like that red clay that got in Georgia.
As far as this is on some
America has some of the best weed. Like we're part of
they got the cocaine and sugar.
Like, sure, they got it.
They definitely got it.
So yeah, that's what's going on. I think that the it's actually definitely going to happen. Like they don't give a fuck about whether it's legal or not. I don't think they're just trying to make sure they make money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all they're trying to make sure.
And until they're not super pressed about it, they're going to hold it off as long as possible. That's all they're going on.
Right.
But they probably smoke weed themselves. Like,
of course.
Man. Bro, they do more
than drug test. Exactly.
They do more than that.
Right.
We ain't gonna speak on that. I ain't gonna let you know my intel, but look, they do more than that.
We know what they do.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been on construction sites and seen electricians going in the daggum. You know what I'm saying? Pour the potty and daggum, sniff a line, come out.
Facts.
And go 25 feet on a lift.
But really, that's just because we in the South. Everywhere else, bro, motherfuckers is doing cocaine in office buildings and out loud, like smoking a cigarette. Like, the same type of, like, this is a real thing.
This is why the war on drugs is just nuts.
It's fine. It's like, for what?
Nobody's ever going to stop.
Exactly.
Never.
And obviously, you're losing the war because everybody's still doing drugs.
There's no war on drugs. Man. It's called mass incarceration.
That's all they want. That's all they wanted. That's all they wanted.
What is the thinking behind this? Why are you, what is your motive if we're all always going to do drugs? Like,
and then the fact that.
Because under the
14th Amendment, the pharmaceutical industry.
Hold on, though. And then on the fact that. They gonna have this epidemic of opioids and shit, and they know it's straight Caucasians that's taking this shit.
Ain't saying nothing about it.
Ain't gonna say they need to go into a mental institute.
So they can give them more drugs.
But back then, when it was the cocaine,
when it was the crack
epidemic, they gonna lock your ass right up.
So
they know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing.
That's crazy because it is a drug.
It's a major drug. But they be on it like it's a regular day, bro.
Lean is one of the worst opioids out here.
I don't got nothing against you lean drinks, but I've never sipped it. Man.
Listen, I have. That shit is not.
Should we tell them the story, Jay?
Are you talking about when I? That's not even one of the worst stories I've ever seen. That's light compared to shit that I've been seeing. Like, not me personally, but like that story of mine.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna tell the story.
But yeah,
hey, I'm transparent now. This motherfucker.
Lean is
say that one.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Season two.
Right. I don't want mom to know I did lean yet. No, I'm sorry about that.
She listened to
episode
5. She knows.
She gonna know that.
She know that. Right, back. Right. But hey, that's funny as hell. Hey, no, one thing I want to touch on, man. Yeah. Goddamn, I saw you went to the museum.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted you to speak on like some of the shit, you know what I'm saying, you seen and shit, bro.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was dope.
I forgot all about that shit. People's asking me, that's the last thing I brought up, but like everybody at work is asking me, so yeah, what you do, Never even brought that shit up, but yeah, definitely went to a museum. I'm into museums. I've been to all the museums in DC. So if I'm going to a city and there's like a, if I look up a museum, we'll definitely go check it out. And definitely went to the Natural Science Museum out in Denver. It was pretty big, decent size. A lot of historical information about the city I didn't really know. It's like a super huge mineral town. Like gold was huge out there. All type of minerals. Yeah, well, not just gold. I just don't have to because, you know, that's the most precious. Right, yeah. So, they had, there's a lot of Native American history out there. There's a lot of animals that don't live elsewhere in the country that live out there. The actual landscape out there is totally different. Like the mountains, it's a beautiful place. It's definitely weird to have like a city surrounded by these mountains. It's like an hour away. It's not like literally right there, but it's like close.
Yeah.
And they, you can still see all the white on them now today. Still plenty of white on them and all that shit. So it's just a beautiful thing to see. But yeah, they got a lot of history out there. They kicked all Native Americans out. The Trail of Tears was
fucking up
all through the museum.
My ancestors.
What was I about to say?
They
have artifacts. They even had Egyptian owl out there. I was like, how the fuck they got Egyptian owl in Denver?
But that's how. But hold on, that's
and this is unrelated to everything. It was just a little corner. So
that's how you know that shit was connected. That's how you know shit was connected. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day,
yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
So you went to Denver,
right?
You flew into their airport,
yeah.
Like, tell me about the airport, like.
What's wrong with it?
You didn't notice no like paintings and statues out there that seem like weird.
What they had out there? What you done heard?
I didn't see nothing crazy. I ain't seen nothing crazy.
I haven't seen a whole bunch of like. I didn't just seen pictures.
It might be a different airport though. This might not be Denver. Well, it was it from. It's a Denver airport. It's, I guess I was
the Denver airport.
I don't know. Maybe I was oblivious to it.
It's a whole bunch of like art in there with like. Demonic shit, just like even like
at the airport.
Yes, like all over the walls, like the murals and shit, and like even down to how the runway is shaped. Like yeah. They got some other shit going on.
Did you see murals? Like, did you see?
They got like lamps.
I literally didn't pay no attention to nothing.
Bro, I thought you would have known about.
I was sneaking edible on the plane, so I was out of my mind, nervous. It was so easy. Allegedly, and so I wasn't even looking at all of that shit. Like I had a torchlight I was trying to bring back. They was like, "Nah, you can't do that." I emptied out the field. So if you ever at TSA, you're trying to bring a lighter, throw that shit in the trash. I looked up the rules. It said it acted like you could bring them, but you got to spend $100 for a case to put a lighter. I was like, "Nah,
hell no,
that's dead." Nah,
it's not that serious. Some people like it might mean that much to them. I don't know. But you gotta spend $100. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take some matches real quick.
Fuck a matches. What a stove top.
Nigga, that shit got
to be crazy. For real, though.
You get one and let it cook for about 5 seconds.
Exactly.
For real? For real?
Sure. You gotta get that.
Get it right.
For real, you gotta get that burn going right.
Definitely. Yeah.
Like you driving back in this.
Boy, you retarded. Hey, for real. But one thing I wanted to touch on was I seen this article. I guess it did say something about like two dudes getting lynched.
Dude, did y'all see that dude hanging off that bridge in Atlanta?
Oh, no. What? Yeah. I did see that though.
What?
Yeah. After a KKK rally?
I don't know.
They said it was at some type of rally.
Listen, maybe what?
Like an alt right or whatever.
The black dude?
Yes,
bro.
But see, you know, like 2 years ago, they found a dude hanging in Piedmont Park. A black dude too in Atlanta. Like
I'm not surprised by that though. This is
what we're talking about. This is the thing. Many homeless people when I lived in Atlanta, and bro, they commit a lot of suicide. Like dude was telling me that they either jump off bridges or they hang themselves like in trees, off bridges, all kind of shit. So yeah, it's
for
like
sure, for sure, for sure. I believe it.
It's like that could have very well been a suicide.
I'm not saying it wasn't, bro. I'm not saying it wasn't at all.
Homeless population there is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
And think about if you're homeless, the mindset you're in, taking your life probably ain't out of the realm of your thoughts.
No, hell no.
Like when you go to the park downtown, it's like nothing but homeless people.
It's Centennial Park.
Yeah,
it's all around too.
I'm like, this is crazy.
And it's getting crazy in Charlotte now too, bro. Like it's homeless. Like
all
the bigger the city get, is like the more homeless people I see everywhere.
And I feel like that's with every city. I mean, the bigger it gets, that's just a correlation.
I mean, that's what I'm about to say. Because they gonna come with more homeless. Shit, they gonna come with a money on. They gonna.
But my thing is, why the fuck you don't see homeless people in rich neighborhoods asking for change?
It's weird.
Why the fuck they always
they gonna call the police? Bro, we know why, bro. They gonna call the police, bro.
Yeah, that's true too.
Nigga, I mean, this thing, when like, you see a regular motherfucker like us in the damn rich neighborhood,
fuck around,
they gonna call the police on your ass, right?
Yeah, that's true.
For real, for real. I'm
trying to have that. No suspicious motherfuckers.
No, like, none. Bro.
At all. Or the dogs. None of that shit. Like, don't bring that shit around.
Don't bring that shit around.
They'll call that shit on you for sitting in your damn car in the parking lot too long.
Come on, dog.
Like, nigga, I'm trying to figure out what I want to eat.
Yeah.
No, I can't get nothing to eat.
Confused as fuck.
I can't get nothing to eat. But that come with that shit that went what happened to like Starbucks and shit.
Yeah,
like that's the type of shit that happened. Right?
Yeah, yeah, I never looked. Really
you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, that was a weird situation.
Hey, but Starbucks, Starbucks invested into their business and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They got sensitivity training.
No. They invested into the two black dudes.
Oh, word.
They was there to do like a business venture type shit.
They turned down money though from the state, I believe. Like,
no, they just didn't keep it. They donated the money.
Yeah,
they kept like a dollar. Some shit.
Yeah, they both took a dollar and donated.
I fuck with
that.
It was like $200.
I fuck with that. Yeah. Shit. After Starbucks invested into your business, shit. But y'all can have that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got invested. This business is about to be bigger than.
You're getting just off of this alone is way more. It's invaluable. So
exactly.
They don't. That $200 ain't gonna hurt.
Exactly. Their business about to be greater than that.
Yeah,
you know
that Starbucks probably wasn't the only other company that invested. You know, damn, it's some niggas out here with money, bro. They reached out to them.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure.
Because I seen where, Russ Simmons.
Okay.
He said he was going to cover their lawyer fees or whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That they
that's what's up, so it.
So I'm like, dang, like, you got him in your back pocket. Like, yo, he paid, you know what I'm saying?
It might not be the nigga you want in your back pocket right
now.
Nah,
he got cleared, dog.
He got cleared. All right, I'm going to edit that out.
The only one that we know so far is who?
Bill. They slayed him.
Billing that to 110.
Bill's dying in 2 years. Max.
Yeah, because he gonna feel like he lost it all. Like, shit,
he
ain't no more to
him. I'm about to say, there you go. If you don't know,
he might die tomorrow.
He might chill off this
one. Hey, yeah.
Nah, come on.
He ate
it. I don't want to speak on him in that.
Oh, no.
If he's a serial rapist, I have no sympathy.
Yeah.
I don't care if it was white, listen, black, and whoever. Dog, you bugging.
Yeah,
like,
this is what I like. There's multiple different ways to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just a theory that I just like. You know, that I'm pretty sure there's other people with the same.
Like, you got you about to make some wild shit.
I mean, people love him.
Ain't that many people, man?
All right, look. I think that he. He definitely...
Let him use you.
I think that he probably did the one that they convicted him of, which don't make it any better just because it's one.
Yeah,
it's bad whether it's one or 40.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the NBC shit is probably true because Universal, Vivendi, Napoleon III, we talked about that with Michael Jackson. Like, this is that company. Like,
right.
You feel me? And so... damn it. I'm talking like some wild shit right now. All right, hold on.
Good.
And so... Then they made the ladies' looks like they did something to her looks. Like, I don't want to like be insensitive here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she looked manly.
Yeah, she looked like Hall & Oates.
She looked. She looked manly as fuck.
But, like, and it's just all a ploy to, like, be like, all right, this is what we gonna do for you, nigga. We gonna convict you of this shit. But then, like, we gonna say that this is the lady that it happened to. And you know what? To add insult to injury, when you walking out the courtroom, I want you to do this dance move. Hey, why the fuck did he do that shit?
The whole time, like, did he really do that shit though? Like, did he really goddamn?
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Look back, he just found out that he probably gonna die in prison, bro. Why the fuck would he walk out the courtroom and do a dance move?
Bro, that's how I feel like that shit Photoshop or something, bro. That shit blew my mind.
They told him, if you don't do, after we convict you, if you don't do whatever else we say, we're gonna kill you.
Do y'all think that shit was real when that nigga goddamn hit the goddamn juice back?
Why not? Why would they? Let's embarrass this nigga some more. Do the dance when you walk out the room.
Man, this is your whole family. That ain't no embarrassment. That's just goddamn.
No, that is embarrassing. He's 80 years old. He just found out he's gonna die in prison, bro. And we want you to dance, bust a move on the way up. Bruh, rap dance.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's the thing. They said each count is punishable up to 10 years.
So that's up to 30 years.
So up to 30 years. That don't mean that's what they're gonna
get. That nigga at least do 10. That nigga. Bro, I'm still trying to figure this shit out, bro.
I don't know, dog.
That shit cannot be real, bro. This shit cannot be real. My shit cannot be real. Why you gotta expose my shit, bro? My shit cracked. My nigga gonna expose my shit. I look like they was blaming me out on TV. That nigga exposed my shit.
Oh my god. Hey, so hey, nah, look, I seen this one article today.
Let me know what's happening.
There was a lady. All right, so y'all remember Sugar Hill Gang, right? The first, like, I said, the first rap song that was like popular and out there. All right, so did y'all know that Sugar Hill Records was owned by a woman, a black woman? Her name was Sylvia Robinson. And she owned the record label, and like, she co-wrote that song, and she co-wrote fucking The Message.
She co-wrote that motherfucker? Yep.
Uh-huh. Yes, bro. Wow. And she co-wrote The Message by Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5, bro. Two of the, like, greatest rap songs of all time, bro.
She real as fuck. Who is she?
Of times. It made me wonder how I keep rolling. Hey. Come on, bro.
Real talk.
Sylvia Robinson.
You ain't worth nothing.
Sylvia Robinson.
Right, yeah.
Shout out to Sylvia Robinson.
I didn't know that.
And she is gorgeous, too. Look at her, bro. Oh, she produced The Message, too. She made the beat. So the first two big rap songs was hers. Like, she is, like, look at her. She's gorgeous. Like,
she's fine.
Hey, for real?
What?
She is fine.
Oh, yeah.
That look like when you go to somebody damn... Damn family reunion, you see they bad aunt there that you know, you know damn well, girl.
She's
amazing. Like, how does she, like, what?
No, that's amazing.
She's a black woman and owned, like, come on, bro. Give her a yay, yay.
Yeah, she's major. Super major. I definitely didn't know that, didn't have an idea at all.
Yeah, Sylvia Robinson. Shout out to Sylvia Robinson. Shoot, since we own the podcast, how about them Cowboys?
Man,
I just had to get that. We only got to get into sports. Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. The last year Two, I ain't even been watching sports like that for real, bro. Like, I don't even know. The transformation is crazy, bro. Like, yeah, I ain't
it's
even
real watching. Touch and go with me too. Like,
I haven't even been watching, like, especially last year. Like, I really didn't watch no football, bro.
I tuned out.
I was so out of tune
just
with football.
Watching sports again, for real.
Especially what happened with my boy Cap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I really was like, man, fuck football for real.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Shout out to Cat, man.
Yeah,
I love football, man.
I'm never
gonna watch football.
I mean, that's how I feel about basketball. I feel like, shit, I never not watch basketball.
Right, because if LeBron take a knee next year, you still gonna be watching. Goddamn.
You're right. I probably will. I probably watch college, like, but I still be watching basketball.
Right. That's what it comes to me. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna say never.
But yeah, I was definitely gonna say that. But yeah, it's not. I'm not as heavily into. I haven't watched college sports in like 3-4 years. Like, I'm totally out of touch.
Football wise, basketball, I still probably
even basketball. I miss most of it. I don't start watching until March Madness.
I ain't watched one March Madness game outside of work. I'm out of touch with it too. I don't really fuck with it. I don't know why. I just don't know none of y'all. Like.
That's where it really be, bro. We ain't seen no niggas like LeBron and Durant and goddamn, like, we ain't seen
Curry was the last draft. It was like Blake Curry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we ain't seen
DeMar DeRozan.
It's like another draft. The way to us,
I ain't seen no niggas.
Now it's all bunch. Yeah. It's like one guy here, one guy.
I think Zion is the next. Like, he's right now. He's like,
you think he's like the next wave?
Yeah, he's that next wave.
I gotta see more.
He like,
bro, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah. Imagine if Sean
I can see that type of major.
I'm not taking it away. Just as your game translate, like when that whistle behind you and those different levels, like, shit changes.
Exactly.
And his fight yourself, now get a bucket, shit changes.
It's gonna have to be
at Duke too. Shabazz Muhammad.
You mean, oh, it's Sebastian Telfair too.
Yeah, Sebastian Telfair. Oh my God.
Who was signing? Nigga, OJ Mayo was signing autographs at 12 years old.
First of all, OJ Mayo fucked the UFC up in a major way. Because he, similar situation as Reggie Bush. Same thing. I don't want to get into the details. The exact same thing. He told them, I'm coming to y'all school. They didn't recruit him. OJ was out of his mind. Where is he now? But he got his money.
Right. If he was smart.
Because I know he had to pay a lot more for the back. Yeah, it was treating him real good.
I'm talking about real good.
Extortion alert.
Exactly. First of all, speaking of extortion, damn, we all have a crowd. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, y'all got to hear this. Kevin Hart's homeboy.
I just seen that. No, but I didn't really look into it.
What happened, though?
This
shit is real. His man is the one who basically stirred all this shit up between him and the old girl. Was using the video asking for bread. Like, extorting this
Which
man.
One? One of the plastic cup boys?
No.
Oh, I'm about to say.
He's pretty close. He was at his bachelor party.
Yo.
He's in a whole lot of pictures, so.
It's some lame shit.
I never would think to do that to anybody.
What's that nigga's name? Say his fucking name. I don't even know. Put the camera in there. Wasn't even the girl. I'm slaying this girl. She doing man dirty. Like, she tried to set him up. It wasn't even her. So she probably was confused when this shit came out.
Yo,
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, deep guess.
So he ended up. So what? Like, he ended up paying bro off or something?
Fuck no. Kevin said, "Fuck it." It came out.
Like, oh, okay. I'm about to say.
But that's the reason why he put that video out too. Because he like, nah, fuck that. Like, I just go ahead and chill with myself first.
Fuck no.
You got to after that.
Yeah.
Shit, the video out.
Exactly.
You got to tell on yourself.
Say, never, boy, at that point, if they saying they want money, it's coming out. That's how I feel.
Right.
Like, shit's coming out.
I got an unpopular opinion real quick. And it's gonna fucking negate everything I just said last week. But listen, Alright, we was talking about Performer last week, bro. But listen, I went back, bro, and I was listening to Beyonce's whole catalog from motherfucking Destiny's Child all the way till now.
Yeah.
Does she have more hits than Michael Jackson?
Of course. Of course. Mike has a lot, but Beyonce's career has lasted longer.
It lasted, right.
So that's
expanded.
That,
right.
Of course, you can't look at it that way. Of course, she's going to have more hits.
Beyonce longer, is the though? Fucking...
I would say long. Mike started when he was like 50,
which means he had a 45-year career.
Like, that's a long time. She ain't even 45 years old.
How many albums you put out? How many albums was it, like, 5, 6?
My solo Michael Jackson album?
Yeah.
Nah, because, all right. He had...
Yeah, run that down.
If you Got to Be There was the first solo Michael Jackson album. Like,
oh, he know. If anybody know, this nigga know.
Yeah, he was still in the Jackson 5. Then he dropped Farewell My Summer Love, 1975. Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad, Dangerous, and then Blood on the Dance Floor, unrated, Blood on the Dance Floor, 95, and then History came out like 96, 97. It was the greatest hit, but they added like a whole another like 10 songs on the second disc.
Yeah.
So it was another album, and then Invincible. So that's like 9 or 8.
Yeah, and that came out 2000.
Invincible, 2001.
Yeah, 2001.
But listen. Everybody always had a debate that whether his greatest album was Off the Wall or Thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruh, Blood on the Dance Floor and History, the disc 2, Mike was talking that talk that got him killed on those albums. He made a diss track to the DA.
I'm going to have to look into it. I never go past, what's the one where he's a statue?
That's History. Yeah. That's History.
Okay, so what's the one before that?
Blood on the Dance Floor.
I don't have it.
It's 95. It was like the year before that and way under publicized. Oh, like they went and fucked
their head. I wasn't too fond of that one.
Yeah. Because they made him look wild, bro. They made him wear lipstick and shit.
I can't even remember that one. I think he had a dope ass cover where it was just his eyes and it was a whole bunch of
That's other dangerous. Shit. Mark Ryden made
that cover. Yeah, okay. I remember that one.
You ever seen Mark Ryden shit?
I'm not 100% sure.
Mark Ryden is the dude that... You seen Tyler, the Creator? I think it was Wolf. The album cover where he's like a cartoon and on the little tricycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Ryden made that. He made Rihanna Rated R album cover where she like got her titties out.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark Ryden is that dude.
Yeah, I see.
Like,
I didn't know he made that.
I got a book of all of his shit that my homegirl that she used to work for a publishing company. She got me that shit for Christmas, bro. Listen, y'all have to see this book.
I'm into shit like that. Album covers are so that shit used to make me wanna hear some shit.
Yeah.
Especially them old. That's how I hear new shit though,
real
talk,
right?
If I be looking on mixtapes and shit.
Now I'm trying to get the disc with the big album covers.
Oh, with
the vinyl. Yeah, vinyl.
That bacon grease, bro.
Right.
For real.
Yeah.
What? Yeah,
no, I fuck with it. I definitely fuck with music in general, just as history. But what I was saying about the Beyonce and Mike shit was, what year was that? What was Mike's prime last year? About 90, or would you put Invincible in there?
Wait, prime year?
Yeah.
Or like his last year being
prime? Like the last album when Mike was in his prime.
Dangerous, because the child allegations came out during the tour, like in 93. So like after that, that's when he came back and started making all those. Like,
okay, so about now, how many albums did he have that was, so it was like 4 or 5 albums?
That was like critically, like this is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It would have to be 4.
Okay.
It would be Off the Wall, Thriller, Bad, and Dangerous would be.
When did Bad come out?
87.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad Chamber. All those jazz bands. I got all those.
All those, right.
What's Beyonce? I don't listen to Beyonce. Does she have that 4 critically acclaimed smash hit
album? Right.
Dangerously in Love.
Right, does she?
Dangerously in Love, her first solo album with Crazy in Love and Baby Boy.
I remember those.
And then motherfucking the last the Lemonade shit, like that was a moment. That was a moment. Like you might not.
I mean, it was a moment. Yeah,
that was a moment.
I really don't be knowing.
That shit was definitely a moment.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Which one?
I ain't never listened to
it. Which one? What album was that?
Was it B Day? They had like Deja Vu and all that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Green Light, fucking Neptune, like all of that shit. And then Destiny Child's second album, bro, Writings on the Wall, is like. That shit had all the hits on it. Like, all of their biggest songs was on that album. Like,
So she got like four.
Yeah, five. You can give her 4 or 5-ish. Yeah, like that's okay. Just me. Like
she's gonna outdo him off of life. That's it. Like Mike could have put outside. If Mike would have came back with crazy on that tour, like he might have changed everything.
That's yeah, what I was saying.
He might have went in a different direction.
Right. With him. He was definitely about to change.
It was.
Because it was called This Is It. Like he's about to leave it all out there.
Hold on, time out. Here's another thing. Now he was saying that like niggas had like 4 years to get it right after he died and shit. And shit is, all right, you see how we are now. Do you think that he was... What if he was about to say what Kanye is saying now? And Kanye passed the message. This is like, this is strictly just like me coming up with some shit. But I'm like, you feel me? Like
Kanye got some type of jewel for Mike that's gonna change everything.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm finally about to come out. I did this. I changed their minds. Now I'm promoting love the Mike way.
Like, I don't know if that shit, if he ever comes out on some shit like that. You said it first, so
I said it first. Low key though, I can see it though. This nigga, he pushing the whole, you know what I'm saying, love everybody.
Love everybody. That was my whole shit.
And then he done bought the whole 300 acres.
And Neverland was 300 something acres. Exactly. Like 290 something like
right. I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah.
But,
this nigga got a whole 300 acres. Tell me, he about to build
Neverland up.
He said, "Nah, he said he's gonna build a community there."
I hope so. That's a lot of fucking land.
Like he was showing that.
Like he was talking about. Like he even trying. Like he on some futuristic thing type shit. So even with the architecture of his community, supposed to be, you know, new world type shit.
Hold on. Because he named. Did you look up the dude he named though? Howard Backen.
I looked up Howard Backen,
the architect. They said who he, like, you know what I'm saying, loves and who he probably gonna use. Bro, his houses and like the architecture that he does,
crazy,
out of this world, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like his shit is open. You feel me? Like his shit, he do like a lot of open shit. Like, you can walk from one end to the crib to the other. You feel me? Like outside type shit.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like that shit, dope though, bro. Like I was looking at his shit. That shit dope. That
shit dope.
Yeah. Like if he do some shit like that with the cribs, bro. Yeah. Like he really doing some on the other.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro.
I'm not mad at Kanye for either. I think his designing mind is great. I like the shit that he puts out. Even if it is weird
and he trying to do different shit.
Exactly.
That's what I fuck with.
Exactly.
Because I hate to have, I hate to be the same.
That boy wants to not be on everybody's feet right now. You gotta change shit.
I'm too tall and skinny and my feet too long to be wearing forces.
I can't do it. I fuck with Vans and everything. Like, that's
what I
fuck
with. Yeah, I love it.
I want shit that's light. Like, his shoes should be comfortable. Now, Jay's, I'm gonna stay right there in the 90s and my shit's gonna be like boots. I don't fuck.
Yeah.
12 and 13 is my favorite shoe.
Fact.
They both 13,
my favorite one.
97, 98. Like, I was 7 and 8. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I remember those vividly. I'm never going to
fuck. I remember going to school in, like, in bread. Especially in elementary school, because I went to school in the hood then, bro. If you didn't have the new J's on when they dropped, like, niggas was making fun of your mom. Like, and my dad worked at Foot Action then, so it was like,
nigga,
I'm talking about the Friday before they came out, I'm wearing them shits to school. Niggas was like, oh, shit. Nah, his dad worked at the... shout out to the hype Fuck the new hype.
Yeah, the new hype. Yeah. I've changed about 2012,
2013.
Fuck
Jay's.
But hold on though. Do y'all see, you know, I'm a fashion motherfucker. I love fashion. Did y'all see this switch between like now niggas low key trying to get off the J game and get onto like, you know what I'm saying, like the Air Max wave and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big like
Max for
the Air Max.
I fuck with them.
But they've been coming out with some stupid.
Air Max has never dropped bad shoes. All they songs have always been fire. Yeah. It's just
they're going crazy with us right now.
But that's what I'm saying.
Of course. 190,
bro.
Think about it though. Back in the day when like the same kind of Air Max was coming out. Of course, they're coming out with some stupid colors now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But them same, you know what I'm saying, basic colors that they still dropping now.
Going crazy still.
I feel like they hiring the price and niggas acting like they something different. Like, yeah, bro, you could have got these 3 years ago, bro. Like,
and that's really all it is, dog. It's the hype. It's the hype around any sneaker. It don't even matter who made the sneaker. It's about if it's hype around it. Yeah. That's what brings the value.
It's that social media shit I was talking about.
Yeah,
I'm keeping my shit off the ground. Exactly. I got a closet full. I'm in it. I fuck with it. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. It's so crazy because everybody talks about it now.
Like, exactly.
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, exactly. So if you're really about it, you're just going to fuck with it in your personal time. So it is
just going to do it. You're just going to do it. That's how I feel about anything nowadays, bro. I feel like if you're about... whatever you say you're about, you just gonna do it.
Right.
You don't have to post it on Instagram. You don't post it on social media. You just gonna do the shit.
Right.
You feel me? I feel like if you post it on Instagram on social media, like low key, you probably not really doing that.
Exactly.
Shit.
You doing it for ego.
Sure.
For ego.
That's all selfish, egotistical things.
Exactly.
Your perception that you think you have, you're trying to make your reality, but it's not gonna end like that. But
and then people start to question your character too. Like,
sure.
This health tip of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I had posted some on Instagram.
You did.
By Dr. Sebi. I ain't gonna say the exact quote, but he was saying basically, sugar is not good for us.
Sure,
we shouldn't do anything with sugar. You know what I'm saying? Even though that is hard, you know what I'm saying? Saying it is easy.
Yeah.
But actually putting it into, you know what I'm saying, play.
Yeah. You know what the bad thing about that is? They put in sugar in everything. Like, check the ingredients in anything. Most things, especially that's in a box or prepackaged, 9 out of 10 is gonna have some sugar.
Right, whether or not
it's, you know what I'm saying, it says sugar or if it's like 60 different names for sugar. So,
first of all, sugar's horrible for you.
Shit like a drug.
It's a science fact that sugar's bad for you, not just Dr. Sebi. It's actual proven. Most scientists know this now. They're saying any amount of sugar that isn't naturally type of fruit, something like that. Because natural sugars are a test of like fiber, I think.
Yeah.
It's horrible for you. Because your body doesn't know how to process it the correct way. So it just stores it. That's where you see the obesity and things of that nature.
Right.
But yeah, you should be. People thought it was like salt and that type of thing. That's really not fucking up your diet.
The way sugar is fucking up your diet
and your health, the way you look, etc. Yeah. It's 90% of it is just sugar.
Health is wealth,
yeah. Totally.
And breakfast alone, you know.
One
of my little nephews came home with this little thing that had like what breakfast was equivalent to.
Yeah.
And it was like a bowl of Raisin Bran was equivalent to eating a cupcake. And you know, people like think that's one of the healthiest.
Oh, like, shit. I better throw away the damn corn pops I got up here.
Yeah.
I know them corn pops. You stupid
knew how much sugar was in it. Off the rip. And then you add sugar.
Exactly.
Gotta have my pops.
I stopped doing this shit. It's too crazy. It's like a dessert. It's not really a breakfast.
Exactly.
For real.
And think about it. This is what you're feeding kids when they're young.
We came up on this shit.
Exactly.
Grandma got 6-7 boxes.
I'm trying to tell you. You better drink the milk. And you better drink the milk after.
Man, what? I'm telling you, bro. So that's how you get. You grew up on this.
Come back and pour some water on top of it.
It's really this drug, really, you know what I'm saying? That's a weapon of mass destruction. Yeah, exactly.
It's psychoactive. This is a fact.
But you got to think, though, anything that's fucking white is artificial.
Yeah.
Like white rice, white sugar, white salt, white people. Anything white, that shit is artificial. That shit was bleached to be white. Like, think about it. You got brown rice, you got brown sugar. Like,
yeah, that's true, because paper.
Yeah, it's
papers.
Like,
that's why I don't smoke white papers no more.
Like, that shit, that shit is white, that shit is artificial. Yeah, anything brown, that shit goes around.
Damn, I heard that one.
I don't know. I just made that shit up real quick. I like that.
But all seriousness, just keep an eye on, you know what I'm saying, your sugar intake. I think like the daily
pills of sugar. I think it's like 25 grams or some shit. Don't consume no more than 25 grams of added sugar.
Right.
A week or like a day?
A day. But you know, you got certain things.
25 grams sounds like a lot.
But you go get a soda now that got 36 grams and just 20 grams. Consume that whole day right there in one soda.
Let me see how much this Canada Dry got in.
You imagine what people.
Your mind is blown if you look at the ladies.
Exactly. God damn. Nigga, I just drunk 29 grams of sugar in this little ass bottle. So just think, if I had a regular ass, big ass bottle of Canada Dry, that shit probably have been like 60 something grams of sugar.
Hold on, Jack Daniel.
Bro, it's a wrap for y'all, bro. It's a wrap for this soda and shit, yo. Stick to the alkaline water with lemon and honey. You feel me?
Nah, Jack Daniel, why the fuck y'all ain't got a label in the bottle? We calling y'all niggas out. It's more than just alcohol.
I feel like I didn't know.
They ain't gonna put how much sugar in it. They don't put how much sugar and shit in the liquid, though.
Hey, we need a right there.
You think it's probably not a liquid?
Yeah, but I think it's
definitely some sugar in
it. I was about to say it's definitely. I think it's some though.
It's probably sugar alcohol.
Because think about it, though. Think about it, though. Even beer, as bitter as beer tastes, that shit still got a little bit of sugar in some of them.
Does it?
You feel me?
I
don't drink beer either, but I didn't see the back of the motherfucking bottles.
But that's more the malt beverages and stuff like that. Yeah, they definitely.
That's the bottom of the barrel shit. Literally the bottom of the barrel. That's what, nigga, I used to drink them 40, them old English 40s. I used to drink one a day. And then I started reading about them shits, and I was like, hold on.
Exactly. That's why they had us on them shits so heavy.
Goddamn, trying to be like Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood. I done fucked my damn system up.
Right.
That's that Wayans Brothers shit, that job.
Yeah.
Right.
Get a job. Nigga had a damn 40 ounce. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
For real, bro. That was the shit right there. Hey, what was the best show? Matter of fact, now that we talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about some shows.
Hey, the best show was when we was growing up. We gonna go to the motherfucking light go out there. Now when the shows back in our day, bro, I feel like the shows was just hitting back then, bro.
Fire.
Like, even like
content,
like killing the 80s, killing the 70s, killing the 2000s, you know what I'm saying, to now, like our shows, bro.
Yeah, fact.
Like, it won't no better shows.
You're talking about like Fresh and Martin,
Jamie Foxx, bro. You can keep going. Steve Harvey show.
Oh
like,
my god,
bro.
Mr. Cooper.
Even the show, Mr. Cooper. Yeah,
like, bro. That shit
was
TV, bro. Yeah, that shit was TV. That's when motherfuckers wanted to sit down and actually watch TV,
how
bro.
How can we not say Living Single?
Living Single, right, bro.
Can I say The Cosby Show?
That shit really had an impact, though.
Different World.
That was one of my favorites. Different World. They were funny as fuck.
Queens, where the boyfriend?
The nanny? Oh, nigga. She was bad as fuck. I had a friend just
yo,
she was. She's still bad. That's the thing about
we had a lot of good shit growing up, bro. I feel like the kids shit, these days got stupid ass shit. Like
that was the golden era. Like yeah. In the 60s and the 70s was like golden era for music shit, maybe even the 50s, but... The 1970s,
media, we killed media.
Up into the early 2000s.
Even when it came down to music, like, we killed media.
When it was the internet, shit was over.
Yeah, the 70s, like,
shit was over.
Yeah, they changed everything, yeah.
You got to take everybody to the
70s, bro. Like, Martin Luther King died in 68. The 70s, niggas turned the fuck up, bro. Like,
I think Jimmy Gibbons died in, like, 72 or something like that. Like, the 70s was major, over with. The last man to walk on the moon, I know y'all may not agree, was 70-something. 72.
Talking about the moon.
Just saying. For
I mean, that's just...
I don't.
Yeah, science.
Definitely looks cool. I like that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't fuck about the universe. But
I mean, this is the 70s. That's all I'm saying. This
right.
Is the
70s. And that shit really ain't too far down, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, the 70s was only like 12 years.
Our parents were 70s babies, maybe. Like,
yeah, my
they, mom. More like 60s.
Yeah,
I'm about to say more like 60s.
They were children in the
70s. My parents were born in 67 and 68. Yeah, they don't remember the. They don't probably don't remember the 60s.
Right, right, right. But they know the 70s though. They know the 70s though.
So that's right. That's that generation. Like, that's crazy. That's nuts. A lot of shit didn't change. Well, I'm gang shit.
Yeah, even horns don't blow like.
No, you dumb.
I wish my shit did though. I wish my shit did.
That was a whole design.
That shit funny.
Why did they make that? That shit sound like an old ass house phone. Right? They struggle in the ring.
Like you hugging somebody, like, y'all we flat the hump back. Like, what the fuck? Nah, y'all.
Oh, Post Malone, but nobody ain't fucking with that Culture Vulture.
I didn't download it.
Ain't nobody fucking with Post Malone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Out some new music. Well, this shit came out in 86. But listen.
Niggas said 86. Niggas said new music. And this shit came out in 86.
Let Me Be the One by Five Star is one of the greatest songs of all time. Make sure you put that on your summer cookout like playlist. I added it to my summer playlist. So if you got Apple Music, you can go find my summer playlist, Summertime Drive Music by James Malik.
Fire. I am a witness to that. That's
oh, you said playlist.
Yeah. I post the link in my Twitter bio or something.
What's your Twitter?
The James Malik.
Already.
Shout out to Frankie Lyman, too. Oh, hold on. Before we start wrapping up, it's James Brown's birthday today. Give James Brown a yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Because, yeah.
James give me the rap, dude.
I ain't even on front. I seen the most hilarious interview. I don't even want to speak bad about this man.
Was it on the news?
I seen it.
He was throwing.
We got everybody, everything about James. But right. We ain't got to get into all that money rewards and nothing right now.
Muddy Waters. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Muddy Waters?
Yeah, what? This is real rock and roll over here.
Like, I didn't know. I'm
gonna do that LB shit. It's real rock and roll.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chuck Berry and Little Richard too.
Totally. Yeah, I'm all in this world.
Fuck it. Shout out to Frankie Lyman, the first teenage like Michael Jackson before Michael Jackson.
I don't know if I got any Frankie Lyman in the playlist.
Goody Goody by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, bro. We just watched the scene in the movie, like, that shit made
this
me
old
like,
music head ass nigga. He said it looked like a music note. This nigga know much, this nigga know so much music, this nigga head like a music note.
Nigga look like a skinny ass Serge
Ibaka.
Shut your ass up.
You always did look like that guy. Travis Porter.
Remember we went to Fayetteville to see them girls, and we heard them. They went walking back down the hallway. This is like 2010, fresh out of high school, and they went walking down the hallway, and I heard an old girl whisper, "He looks like Glenn from Travis Porter."
Everybody thought I was Travis Porter. Everybody thought it was one person too.
Me too. I thought that's yo, they had old crazy. crazy ass. They started a lot.
Bro,
of shit.
They was the Migos. Bro, they was the Migos before the Migos.
They started a lot of this shit. They started a lot of this.
But they, I mean, they didn't really go quick though, bro.
They started out on SpitYourGame.com. I don't know where CEO Charlie is right now, but shout out to CEO Charlie. SpitYourGame.com is where you found out about all of the snap dancing.
I was never one of them niggas, but I definitely fuck with the music. I know a lot of niggas that turn that swag all the way up.
Nigga, me! Remember I used to make rubber band chains and set
up? Hey, you made me one. He made me one, bro.
I made about almost a half a thousand.
Nigga had a book. Nigga had a silver one. Rubber band chain. He said half a thousand. Entrepreneurship like that, like when they get to school type shit, like go sell some candy, like go sell some t-shirt. I don't give a fuck what you want to sell besides some drugs. Like go sell that shit in school or something. You know what I'm saying?
But shit, now they can't sell CDs and they locking kids up.
I mean, who buys CDs anyway?
Crazy.
Who buys CDs anyway?
I want you to have that entrepreneurial mindset.
It's about to come back because, bro, I be making girls playlists on Apple Music all the time. Like, you know how you used to make a girl a mix CD?
Yeah.
For Shawty on that shit. Yeah. Like, for my girl on that shit. I'm just making a Apple Music playlist right now. Yeah. Like, make a girl an Apple Music playlist. Like, I'm telling you, it'll make her a whole day, bro. Like, what?
That'd be dope.
What? Spotify, whatever.
Right.
I just use Apple Music. Make a girl a playlist 2018. Start that shit. Summer 2018. Make sure your playlist.
And she got that. Make
a girl a playlist challenge.
Like, but you got to know how to put together
some music. Video. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Know something about something. Like, know something about her to make a playlist for a girl. Like, you got to know what she like and what she want to hear and some shit that you want to put her on. Like,
no, you right.
Shout out to the ladies.
Hey, guys,
shout out to them.
Of course.
You're right about that. What's the positive tip of the
week? Well, fellas, let's get into positive affirmation of the day. I guess we're going to go ahead and end it with the positive affirmation of the day from the homie, James Malik.
This is a short and simple one that I got for my meditation and prayer this week.
Okay, all right, let us know. I want to hear.
Three words. I am unlimited. Say it with me.
I am unlimited.
That pretty much explains itself. Do I need to get into it? There's no limits on you. There ain't no ceiling, ain't no sky. Fuck all that shit. Run it up.
Do you, baby. It ain't no limit. Do you, baby.
And that was the positive affirmation of the day.
Appreciate you, D. James Malik.
Yeah.
And I appreciate my boys, DJ, V-Chap, coming through like always. Making it do what it do. And this your boy, Fly King, signing out. Melanated Minds, episode 5. You did.
Peace.
Peace.